This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver is set to ban the sale of most flavored nicotine products within city limits. City Council approved a measure Monday which supporters say will address long-standing health disparities in diverse communities. City Council member Chantel Lewis.
So I want Black communities to live long and healthy lives, and I want the same for our youth.
Denver Mayor Mike Johnston has indicated he supports the ban. Denver is joining a growing list of cities proposing rules around psilocybin. Denverite's Andrew Kenny reports many of the rules align with the state, but some are more strict, like limiting outdoor use.
The city could welcome its first healing centers for psychedelic-assisted therapy next year, perhaps as soon as the spring. Those could range from retreat centers to your local therapist's office. Denver's proposed rules would not allow healing centers within 1,000 feet of a school or child care facility, and there would be no outdoor or public guided trips, so patients would stay in the healing center. The city would create a local license, but professionals with an existing mental health or medical license would be exempt. City Council may vote on the regulations in February. I'm Andrew Kenny, Denverite.
The Starry Night at Browns Canyon National Monument in Chaffee County has official recognition as an International Dark Sky Park. Dark Sky International is an organization that works to restore and protect the nighttime environment and wildlife from light pollution. Browns Canyon on the Arkansas River joins a growing number of sites in Colorado with dark sky designations. This is CPR News.